As the federal government contemplates a new cabinet position for Homeland Security, state governments across the country are expanding their own anti-terror operations. States are spending billions to prevent future attacks or ensure a rapid response. To learn how one state is faring, NPR sent three reporters to Florida, where many of the September 11th terrorists lived and trained, and where the first victim died in last fall's anthrax attacks. NPR's Philip Davis finds a state short of cash trying to carry out a massive counter-terror program on a modest budget.
If there is a nerve center for Florida's Homeland Security effort, it's in this unassuming government office park in the bucolic state capital of Tallahassee. Craig Fugate, a blonde bear of a man who is the state director of emergency operations, swipes his security card and unlocks a door.
You're entering the State Emergency Operations Center, the state's control center for responding to disasters, whether it's hurricanes, whether it's wildfires, or whether it's terrorism.
We enter a huge domed room filled with computers, telephone hotlines connected to local and federal law enforcement, and a trio of giant screens flickering up on the windowless walls. On this day, the room is humming with activity as state and local employees train for that most perennial of Florida hazards, a hurricane. Fugate says the state's long experience with such natural occurrences of mass destruction has given it a leg up on its terrorism response strategy.
The things we do to get ready for a terrorist incident will help us in a hurricane. The things we do to get ready for hurricanes will help us in a terrorist incident. That's why we have this system that's based upon a comprehensive approach to emergency management versus a system that's just based upon unique hazards.
Fugate says many of the things that make Florida attractive in general also make it inviting to terrorists.
We may not be the target, but a lot of times what you're going to find is people transiting through the state or using this as a safe base operation. Because Florida, you know, because our geography and stuff, we are a very diverse community. It's very easy for somebody coming from overseas to come to Florida and not stand out.
And then there may be those attackers who are not just passing through.
Unfortunately, Florida has some very real targets as well. We have a large tourist-based industry. We have NASA. We have a lot of areas that face these kind of threats. We have major ports.
Just days after the World Trade Center attack on September 14th, Governor Jeb Bush ordered the Emergency Management Division and state law enforcement to come up with a comprehensive domestic security plan to protect Florida's 16 million residents and the nearly 60 million visitors the state draws each year. Steve Lauer was hired to coordinate the effort. He says the state's philosophy is simple.
We believe that all response to a terror event is a local response. That's what happens immediately. It's a local response.
In other words, given the size and diversity of Florida, it is the local sheriffs and police departments that will be in charge in the aftermath of a terrorist event. The state has a responsibility to support them, not Bigfoot them out of the way. So Florida has put together a network of regional emergency response teams composed of officials specially trained in law enforcement, hazardous materials, emergency management, and public health. Lauer says no Florida community should be more than 2 hours away from specialized help.
What these task forces do is ensure that as quickly as we can get them there, in a much quicker manner than what we believe we would be able to do otherwise, to get the immediate type of support from across this region to the site to protect, to treat, to move victims of this type of attack.
But the strategy also means that local police and firefighters now have to be ready to respond to the unthinkable, biological, chemical, or even nuclear attacks.
Okay, we have a patient in here and he's non-ambulatory. What we're gonna do is spray the person down.
On a field near Miami International Airport, Lieutenant Sparky Thomas, a hazardous materials specialist, is teaching a group of two dozen firefighters how to respond if a terrorist attack causes mass casualties and high levels of contamination.
Our hot zone's down there. Awesome job on the corridor, Mr. Brian.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. The patients will be coordinated to that contaminated collection point we talked about.
The idea is to set up a complete field triage center, including treatment tents, decontamination showers, and evidence collection points, all of it within minutes of an attack. It's one of dozens of similar training exercises going on all around the state. Meanwhile, though, state and local personnel are working on the flip side of all this preparation, prevention, or stopping terrorists before they have a chance to act. At Florida's driver's license facilities, like this one in Palm Beach, One simple but controversial new action is already getting results. Licenses for citizens and non-citizens alike used to be issued for a standard period, 6 years. The states changed that. Licenses for non-citizens now expire at the same time the driver's visa does, making it harder for people to keep driving if they are here illegally. More importantly, before issuing a license, the department checks to make sure the immigration documents are valid and scans each document into a new searchable database accessible to law enforcement. Dinah Baker is the bureau chief for South Florida at the State Highway Safety and Motor Vehicle Department.
We're tying in with other agencies, so when something does happen, we'll have a cross-reference that law enforcement and folks that need to have that information would be able to have that information.
Documents from more than 35,000 non-citizens have been scanned into the database in the past 6 months alone. The information will tie into the state's new counter-terrorism computer network, which is known as ThreatNet. Special Agent Philip Raymer runs the Counterterrorism Intelligence Center, a small group of analysts who collate data from all available sources and investigate threats. Raymer cites a recent guidance from the FBI that terrorists may be attempting to use scuba diving as a way to carry out an attack.
We also task our task forces, regional task forces, with making sure that they contact all the licensed dive shop operators to make sure that they're aware of that. That if someone who's unusual or doesn't appear to know what they're doing, you know, either wants to take classes or any of the terrorist factors to look at, just make sure they're aware of that.
All of this, the special operations, the training, the counter-terror, is being done on little more than a shoestring. Florida's budget was hit hard by the slump in tourism after September 11th. The state legislature directly appropriated only about $21 million from an overall budget of more than $50 billion for Homeland Security. So far, about the only federal help has been a $9 million grant for training and a $47 million Department of Health grant for hospital preparedness. So cities and counties are largely bearing alone the day-to-day work of patrolling and protecting Florida's strategic sites, like its 14 deepwater ports.
Other than a few dollars that we've gotten from the Transportation Safety Authority at the airport for our deputies doing it, we have not received any monies directly or indirectly from the federal government.
Broward County Sheriff Ken Jenny is responsible for security at Port Everglades, one of the state's busiest cruise ship terminals near Fort Lauderdale. Jenny says his department has spent an extra $8 million on overtime alone.
Everything that we've been doing on Homeland Security here in Broward County, South Florida, we are doing on our own. And it means that the fight against terrorism that's going on in South Florida is being borne by the property taxpayers down here. That's unfair.
Help is supposed to be on the way in the form of more than $80 million in federal grants. But Congress has yet to approve the so-called terrorism budget bill. Once they do, the money won't show up until late summer, or just about a full year after the terrorist attacks that shocked Florida and America. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.